Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. For Maryland white corn lovers, this is high season, a treasured slice of time when life is as good as a buttery, salty ear of fresh corn on the cob. And although corn on the cob is arguably the best way to enjoy it, there are a lot of other iterations of corn that are pretty wonderful too. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, one thing that always makes my eyes brighten is the mention of corn pudding.
Right. And I'm going to argue with you. I mean, eating corn on the cob is a little cumbersome at best. Stuff's always stuck in your teeth when you're
done.
Well,
that's true.
And the problem that it's round, like I can never keep the butter where I need it. It always keeps to be rolling off the other side.
It's when a I'm real art.
Yes. But you're right. But yes, corn pudding, like something that is a little bit, again, lost in the culinary world these days.
It's good to get back in touch with it. And
sure.
It's really simple. Essentially, we were talking about a custard with kernels of corn stirred into it. And it can be sweet or it can be savory. Any
right.
number of ways you can take it. Let's start with the custard. I found a recipe by the great African-American cook Edna Lewis, which features eggs, milk, a little sugar, and melted butter.
Right.
And she uses a ratio of one large egg per cup of milk. It'll give you a nice custard, but I don't know if it's going to be dense enough to support the corn.
Well,
and if it's not, it'll sink to the bottom.
That ends up being a little bit more like a sloppy polenta.
Yeah.
Right, which is delicious, but correct. It's not strong enough to actually truly be a scoopable corn custard.
Well, the question is then how do you thicken it?
Right.
And various recipes call for things like flour, cornstarch, cornmeal, sour cream.
Typical thickeners.
But here's one that really tickled me. Corn muffin mix. It's put in, so
right.
it's something a little,
that's,
but it sort
that,
of makes sense.
It's a bit. It's right. It's just right. Corn, ground corn, but it also does have a bunch of thickeners in it. That's going to help you get this nice consistency.
Now, how should we approach the corn itself?
Again, so we're going to use raw corn to do this project because we're going to cook it while we cook it.
That's right.
You can certainly slice it right off the cob. There is an incredibly cool gadget called Lee's Corn Creamer. It basically looks like a corn luge.
Uh-huh.
In the middle is like the things that you would imagine driving over to ruin your car tires.
Right.
It's like a pile of teeth and a small blade. And as you slide the cord down this luge, it almost effortlessly actually cuts the kernels open
uh-huh.
to release that milk.
Right.
That gives you that great starchy consistency and then pulls the kernels off the cob.
Nice.
I mean, in the old days, if you didn't have one, you were taught to take a knife and slice through the middle of each kernel before
right.
you cut it off the cob to liberate that starchy milk. But this thing, I enjoy using it, and it's like effortless.
Oh, that sounds really cool. There's a lot of different ways you can go with your corn pudding.
Of course.
Lots of things you can
this
add.
This is the blank canvas we always talk about
yeah.
when you want to start cooking.
30 years ago, I was on vacation in Nag's Head,
uh-huh.
and I invented Corolla corn pudding, which was Smithfield ham and chopped up red peppers for
sure.
color. And it,
sure, worked, sure.
it was really, really tasty. I've seen Chesapeake Bay corn pudding where you have a little crab mixed into it.
Sure, and some Old Bay.
And you can even go Mexican if you want to, which
yeah.
actually makes a lot of sense.
Right.
With a lot of peppers, both hot and mild, some yellow onions, a handful of shredded cheese, and you're ready to go. And of course, whether it's sweet or not depends on, you know, how much you want to go with molasses or sugar or honey.
Yeah, or even the ripeness of the corn. I mean, I think this is the perfect time of year to be making this because corn's at its peak, lots
oh,
of
yeah.
great sugar. And, you know, you can add a salty component like the ham to balance the sugar,
mm-hmm.
a hot component. All those things are great.
I hope you all get out there and try it. We'll put these ideas on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.